Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In previous programs, we have discussed the fact that the United States of Europe is forming as we speak. And the Bible tells us that ultimately it will be a confederation of 10 nations or groups of nations, identified in the Bible in the book of Daniel as the 10 toes, identified in the book of Revelation as the 10 horns. Today we hear about core Europe or core European nations. We hear about Europe of two speed. That is exactly what the Bible prophesies is going to happen. There's going to be 10 core nations of Europe. They are forming the last revival of the ancient Roman Empire, because the Bible tells us that the ancient Roman Empire after its fall would be revived 10 times in history. 9 times it has already been revived. The last time we are seeing happening right now. Now, when those 10 nations are finding themselves and combining themselves, uniting themselves, and in all likelihood it's going to be members of the Eurozone, those member states which have adopted the Euro, then they will only rule for a short time, as we read, and they will give their power and their authority to a charismatic, political, military leader called the Beast in the book of Revelation. Now, this individual already exists. He is a person of Assyrian descent, and we should all understand, and if you don't know this, here is a book that we have written on Germany in prophecy, proving that the modern Germans, the modern Austrians, are in fact the descendants of the ancient Assyrians. So he will be a German or an Austrian. And he hasn't manifested himself yet on the world scene, but the Bible is telling us a lot about this beast. The Bible is telling us what we should be watching for. And in this program today, I will talk about the beast. I will talk about his name. I will talk about the number of his name. And I will talk about, yes, the mark of the beast, something you have all heard about. Many have really no idea as to what that mark of the beast really is. Now, we have been writing installments in our weekly updates. And you can have a copy of our weekly update. Just write us. Just write to standingwatch.org. And we'll be happy to send you a free copy via email. And in those installments, we have been talking about the beast. We have been talking about the false prophet, something I will talk about in another program. And this beast is identified as somebody who is going to blaspheme God. He is going to blaspheme God's name. He is going to blaspheme everything God stands for, the angels. We read that in the book of Revelation. We are being told that it is actually Satan who is giving the power to the beast. We also are being told that the nations will be caused to worship that beast. And the word beast, by the way, can refer to the entire system, that final revival of the ancient Roman Empire. It can also refer to the leader, the representative of that system. Now, notice that in the past, people have actually worshipped their leaders. They have actually worshipped, for example, the Roman Caesars, the Roman emperors. They have worshipped Mussolini. Hitler was looked upon as the Messiah by many Germans. You have Charlemagne, you have Otto the Great, you have Napoleon, who all believe that they are reviving the Roman Empire and that they are successors of those Roman emperors. In the book, Dark History of the Roman Emperors, by Michael Carrigan, he had this to say. Julius Caesar was looked upon as a god. It has also the consequence that Octavian could claim to be ruling by divine right because he was called Divi Filius, or the son of God. After his death, Augustus was quite genuinely worshipped as a deity, as was his empress Livia Augusta. Caligula proclaimed himself a god in his own lifetime. Hadrian died in 138 CE. As emperor, his successor became known as Antoninus Pius because of his efforts to have his adoptive father deified. He adored his wife Faustina and was devastated by her death in 141 CE. He had her deified and built her a temple in the Forum. Now, we also read about Antiochus Epiphanes, who, according to many commentaries, is a forerunner of the end-time beast. Now, That title, which he gave himself, actually means God manifest. And so the end time beast is going to be looked upon as God or a God, and people are going to worship him. And all those who are going to be deceived will worship him. And only those who are called by God to understand the truth will not. As I said, in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 6, we are told that the beast will blaspheme God, his name, his tabernacle, his angels. In other words, everything God stands for, he will blaspheme, he will persecute. Now, did you know that in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 3, in verses 14 and 15, God's people are being identified as belonging to the family of God? And it says, very clearly, it is said that they have received a name from God the Father. So, as the people of God are identified pertaining to the name of God, and the beast is blaspheming that name, so at the same time the people of this world are going to adopt and accept the name of the beast, and his number, and his mark. Now, what about the mark? What about the mark of the beast? Some say, oh, it's a computer chip. But is it? Remember now, the mark of the beast is something which identified the resurrections of the Roman Empire. It's not just talking about the final one. There weren't any computer chips at the time of Justinian, at the time of Charlemagne, Otto the Great, and so on. Now, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary has this to say about the mark of the beast. The mark may be, as in the case of the sealing of the saints in the forehead, not a visible mark, but symbolical of allegiance. So the sign of the cross of the popery. The pope's interdict has often shut out the excommunicate from social and commercial intercourse. Under the final antichrist, better the beast, this shall come to pass in its most violent form. You see, Revelation chapter 13 tells us that people will accept the mark of the beast on their right hand and on their forehead. And without it, they cannot buy or sell, we read. Now, the Bible tells us that if you are a converted Christian, you will have the sign of God on your hand and on your forehead. But that is the weekly Sabbath, and these are the annual holy days, which are also called Sabbath in the Bible. That's what identifies the people of God, both in the Old and in the New Testament. You see, there are many scriptures which talk about the fact that the Sabbath is a day on which we are not supposed to have commerce. You see, the beast is going to change that, and has already, for that matter, into Sunday. And they say, oh, Sunday is a day you're not supposed to have any commerce on. But if you accept the mark of the beast, then you will work on the Sabbath. And so you either accept the mark of the beast, or you accept the sign of God. But you can't both. You see, there is a little horn mentioned in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, referring to a religious power. And it says that that little horn intends to change times and laws. In other words, the laws regarding holy time. You see, God has set aside the Sabbath from the time of the creation of man, has made it holy. It says in the Ten Commandments, remember the Sabbath day, the time from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, to keep it holy. Man has changed that already. The mark of the beast will enforce that change and persecute all those who are not willing to accept it. You see, some say, oh, well, the Sabbath, that was made for the Jews only. What did Jesus Christ say? Christ says in Mark chapter 2 and verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man. And Jesus, the Son of Man, is the Lord over the Sabbath. So again, you can either accept the sign of God or the mark of the beast. But God is not going to be one who takes the violation of his laws very lightly. Now, what about the number of his name? Because people are going to accept that as well. Now, the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary states that the number of his name implies that the name has some numerical meaning. So, first it refers to the system, it refers to the founder of the Roman Empire, Latinos, was his name, but it also apparently refers to the last and final representative of that system, that beast who is still going to manifest himself on the world scene. It could refer to his literal name. It could refer to an impression and expression, refer to him like Heil Hitler or Il Duce or something like that. In any event, the name, of course, refers to the entirety of that person, everything he stands for, everything he does. Now, the number of the beast is the number of a man, we read in verse 16 of Revelation 13, in verse 18 rather. And we are told to calculate the number, which is 666. King Latinos was the founder of Rome. And in the Greek, every letter has a numerical value. And if you calculate the number by adding those values, you reach 666. 666. Let me just give you the letters. L stands for 30, A for 1, T for 300, E for 5, 1 for 10, N for 50, O for 70, and S for 200. All in all, 666. You know, the James and Fawcett and Brown commentary says that the beast may have a close connection with Rome, and so the name Latinos may apply to him, to the last final leader of the ancient Roman Empire. Now, Barnes' notes to the Bible explains that it is indeed the Greek language and the numerical value of its letters that need to be consulted to determine the number. Because John wrote in Greek, the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet are expressly selected to denote Christ's eternity, i.e. Alpha and Omega, and you see that in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8 and 11, and the numerals by which the enigma is expressed are Greek. Now, the Ryrie Study Bible tells us that, and I quote, somehow, unknown to us, the number will play an important part in the identification of the beast, the Antichrist, in a future day. Now, the commentary by J.H. Blunt says that, quote, the true and full application of it is not likely to be discovered until the personal Antichrist, they mean the beast, himself has arisen. And then it may prove to be one of the signs by which he is to be readily identified. Now, this sign is not going to be readily identified by most people, because most people will be deceived by Satan the devil and a religious figure called the false prophet, and they will not accept the fact that that number will be applicable to the beast. How can I say this? Well, because look what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 18. It says, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. Only those who have godly wisdom and understanding will be able to see who that beast is. And the time is near, because as I said, the beast will only rule for a very short time. And then Jesus Christ will come back to destroy the system, to destroy this beast, and to set up the wonderful world tomorrow and the kingdom of God here on earth. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.